3E. Exercise 4A. Page 54. Recording 1.
Hello, Sam. I haven't seen you all summer. Where have you been?
Hi, Claire. I was in Spain for the last 4 weeks. I arrived back in England yesterday.
I had no idea you were abroad. Did you go there on holiday?
No, I went there as part of a language exchange program. I stayed with my pen friend Miguel and his family.
Oh, I remember Miguel. He stayed in your home last summer, didn't he?
Yes, that's right. And this summer it was my turn to go to his country.
So, how was it?
Well, to be honest, it was really difficult for me to speak in Spanish all the time. I've been learning the language in school for 4 years now, but I was still not able to communicate with the locals.
So you don't think you've improved your Spanish at all during the trip?
No, I wouldn't say that. I learnt a lot and I'm really glad I went, but I also realised that I have to study a lot more before I can speak the language fluently.
Recording 2.
Good morning, students. My name is Lisa Heath. Firstly, I'd like to thank your teacher for inviting me here to talk to you today. Many years ago, I used to go to this school myself, so it's been interesting to see how everything has changed. Now, Mr. Burke tells me that you're taking your final exams this year. That means you all have big decisions to make in the next few months. I know exactly what you're going through. My daughter finished secondary school last year, too. So, let me give you the same advice I gave her. I'm not going to encourage you to go to college or choose a particular career. You've probably got enough people giving you advice about those things. Instead, I think that you should all experience different cultures. There are lots of options. You could go to college or work abroad. Or, of course, you could simply backpack around foreign countries. Believe me, this is the perfect time of your life to do these things. You won't regret it.